Dreaded Migalski in the studio. Since it's Tuesday, we're going to be speaking with Dr. William Miller and Will Lee from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. And I think we've been doing this spot for 7 months now, I believe. My goodness. And so, and we still have important things to discuss. I'm just going to give a brief update to the community from the city of Fort Bragg. That the city has continued our local emergency declaration, so that that's still in effect as of our last city council meeting. I also want to point out that October we had a proclamation recognizing that October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we just want to all be aware of that as it affects the health of our community as well and our families. And then that the city has had its fifth budget amendment since we adopted our budget of July 1st. And so under the stewardship of our city manager, Tabitha Miller's direction, the city is doing okay through this pandemic, that we expect to have a small surplus if everything goes according to plan at the end of the next fiscal year, which is quite amazing when we thought we would have faced with a $1.2 million deficit. To have a surplus where we're able to restore the furloughed positions and layoffs at City Hall and restore back to the sacrifice of our police department that gave up $88,000 in special pay for the year. So we're able to restore that back to our public safety officers at the police department. So we're very happy about that good news. Here with us at Adventist Health Mendocino Coast, we have our chief of staff, and our hospital medical director, Dr. William Miller.
Well, thank you very much. I wanted to just comment about how beautiful the weather's been this weekend and today. We're very fortunate, of course. We're all really very fortunate to live out here. I know that I get asked periodically about where things are at with COVID in the community and how many cases we have. And I would say that, as expected, every week or two, we have a new case that we identify, and that is to be expected. In fact, I would say that that's actually less than what we would expect normally, given the ongoing pandemic elsewhere. So I think we're doing very well, and I think that really bespeaks to the power of wearing masks. And I am very happy when I go out. I do see people wearing masks. For the most part, I think it's really been a very good thing. Another question that sometimes comes up is that when somebody does test positive in the community, I get a lot of questions about whether or not people who've been around them have been, quote, exposed, end quote. So I thought it might be helpful to just share with people again exactly what the definition of exposure is. So this definition is the definition that the CDC has developed and that the state health department is and county health department are both in agreement with. I certainly think that it's a very good definition. And we need definitions at a time like this to guide us. Otherwise, we drive ourselves crazy trying to second guess everything. So what is exactly the definition? Well, the definition of an exposure is if a person has contact with a known COVID-positive person within 6 feet for 15 or greater minutes and not wearing a mask. So all three of those elements have to be met. So if somebody is just standing in line at the bank or something, even if you are within 6 feet of each other for a few minutes and both people were wearing a mask, that does not constitute an exposure. Even if you were at work with somebody, say, and you worked with them all day long, but both of you were wearing a mask all day long, that does not constitute an exposure. Now, that may be sort of counterintuitive to what people think, but this virus is spread through respiratory droplets, and that's the primary source of spread. There are maybe a few cases of surface contact spread, but the vast majority are through respiratory droplets. We know a lot about this virus. The thing about this virus that's novel or new is not how it's spread. It is spread exactly like other coronaviruses, which we are very used to having in our community. We've had coronaviruses for time immemorial, and they cause the common cold. And this is spread just like other other coronaviruses. The thing that's novel or new about this particular coronavirus called SARS-2 is what it does in our body when it gets inside, the inflammatory reaction it causes, which then damages the lungs, kidney, heart, etc. So I think it's very important to just remember that the masks are very, very effective. Dr. Anthony Fauci has told us that, and I think he's absolutely correct. And once again, exposure is those three things: within 6 feet for 15 or greater minutes, and not wearing a mask. So that's just a piece of information I hope people find helpful. I hope, it's my hope, that that helps to reassure us. We should certainly take these things seriously. I'm not saying we shouldn't, but we also shouldn't let our fear get away with us, because then we start making decisions that are not helpful.
Right.
So hopefully that's helpful information.
Well, it's good basic information. It's easy to remember, and hopefully, as you just said, Doctor, it'll ease a lot of people's minds as they walk around from day to day. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you being on the Mendocino Coast Health Report here today. Rogalski here from the Coast.